Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
16 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
16 degrees. Degree 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
16 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
16 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
16 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
15 degrees.
Degree 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 600 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
14 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
KBRVP, KBRVP.
Hey, morning, Chris. Can you believe we made it to Friday?
Oh, I can't. It's been one heck of a week. Excuse me, I'm almost to work. I got hooked on the phone with my dad. He had insomnia really bad.
I thought I'd give my son a call, surprise him on the phone, and wish him happy Valentine's Day.
Maybe at RVP.
Well, that's nice. Family first, right? You got to talk to family first. Yeah, after work today, Patty's driving out to Fowlerville to pick up our grandson, Cade. He's coming over to spend the night tonight. And then the kids are coming over to pick him up, and we're going to go over to Uncle Ray's Ice Cream in Fenton. They open up today on Valentine's Day at noon. They close just after Christmas, and Dave, the guy that runs it, he goes down to Florida for like 6 weeks, and then he comes back and opens back up for Valentine's Day.
Place called Uncle Ray's?
Yep, Uncle Ray's Dairyland. Been around Fenton since I was a kid. They changed locations. They were a little bit farther south from where they are now on Leroy Street. Everything's homemade. The hand-scooped ice cream's homemade. Their yogurt's homemade. They used to buy ice cream, and they started making their own. And then he designed a machine to make their yogurt into like a soft serve. And if you want like a blueberry yogurt, they take a handful of real blueberries, put it in through this machine that grinds it up and blends it all together, runs it through a couple times, and then out comes your frozen yogurt or whatever you want. But they got all kinds of sundaes, and it's a good place to go if you want stuff that's real fresh and made with homemade ingredients. It's right on Leroy Street. We got friends that come up, they're from Fenton. They moved down to Tennessee when they retired, and they have to make the stop. They go to Uncle Ray's and get their ice cream. They go to Sagebrush and Mexican and get their fish tacos, and then they go to the Fenton House Italian restaurant and get their breadsticks. They have certain things that they crave from the Fenton area. And whenever they come back, they got to make the rounds.
Hey, Max, you still have a Sagebrush?
Yeah, there's two Sagebrush locations. One's in Lake Orion, and one's in Fenton.
I thought those, like, all died off. They had one in Saginaw. Huh. I'll be a monkey's uncle. Interesting. Well, that's pretty cool. I'll have to try to remember that. Maybe during the summer on our way coming back from Livonia, stop in the Fenton over there and see if I can find Uncle Ray's, if I can remember it.
Yeah, like if you're coming from Flint, coming down, it's Fenton Road, and as soon as you hit the Fenton city limits, it turns into Leroy Street. Sagebrush is right on Leroy Street. You could get off 23 at North Road and take North Road into town, take a left at the light at Leroy Street, and then it's on the right-hand side down a couple lights. Yeah, they got putt-putt golf. They got really good ice cream. Sagebrush, I don't know if it's the same one that was up in Saginaw or not. Sagebrush is kind of like Uncle Ray's. Everything's homemade. And it's kind of cool. It's a Mexican restaurant, but you can get barbecued ribs with two different kinds of sauce. They have shrimp. Patty likes their shrimp appetizer. It has a marmalade sauce to dip your shrimp in. If you get the cheese sticks, they're homemade. They cut the cheese up and batter it and fry it. You can get chicken tenders. That's what our kids used to like to get. You get an order of chicken tenders on top of a bunch of fries, and it's enough for two people to eat, so they just split it. So it's kind of unique that you can get, but you can even get fish and chips. So it's pretty cool. Okay, we got a couple different Mexican restaurants in town. Fenton is just booming with places to eat. They just keep adding more and more and more. I got a friend that I work with out in Davison. They drive out to Fenton when they want to go out to eat, because Davison doesn't have a lot of restaurants to eat at. KB8RBP.
Interesting. It's different day crush then. Huh. That's pretty cool. I think I remember that. Alrighty, man. It's 6:53. I'm going to get in and do some paperwork, shuffle, and kind of get things lining up for today. But hope you have a good day, and yes, thank God it's Friday. Have a good day, you and Patty, and I'll catch you possibly Monday. KB8RVP, KALDF, have fun with the grandson.
All right, Chris, have a nice weekend. Have a good day at work, 7-3, and KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 12 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN,
Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 16 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
KE8AZI. Listening.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 22 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
K8EPL, mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint.
On the signal, we're going to have to set up a better antenna a radio for your car.
Okay, but that was cool that you got my notches.
Yeah, are you at work?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot right now.
Okay, well, we know we can do it on walkie-talkies now.
Awesome.
All right, I'll talk at you, I'm going to leave the radio on next to me, so fire me up before you leave.
Okay, so in the morning you want me to, give you a wake-up call?
Yeah, do it on the radio. I'll talk to you then, 738-8008. Gotta see your call sign at the end.
WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Thank you. I mean, we don't have the net that connects all the east side of Michigan like they do on the west, so the repeaters get kind of quiet. Unlike Mount Pleasant, I swear I can talk all up side the west coast.
What's the Mount Pleasant repeater frequency? I don't think I got that programmed in here.
I have to look at it when I get home because I have an auto programmer on my mobile, so I just click through the name. But yeah, Mount Pleasant's very busy because it captures a lot of other repeaters.
I'm fishing out because I'm going to put up a base antenna, and I live in Franklin, so hopefully that's going to hit the Midland repeater. That's great.
Yeah, Midland repeater is a nice repeater. I'm not sure if it's connected to anything currently, like Mount Pleasant is, or even the Fatima repeaters. But does Frankenmuth have a repeater?
Well, it does on the 400 megahertz, 70 centimeters, or whatever they call it. There is one of Frankenmuth, and I think it's pretty linked. I think it's linked also, but it seems kind of quiet to me. I guess I was expecting more. I don't know, every other day I hear somebody on there. It doesn't seem like you get a lot of use.
Yeah, well, 440 has become extremely popular nowadays.
Yeah, the one in Frankenmuth is linked because people have issues where we have a warrant.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about getting into 10-meter for a house space, but I still got to figure out how I want to construct the antenna.
That's what I thought about doing that, too, but for next 100 bucks, I might as well get pretty good.
I'm a slave to aesthetic, so I kind of want the radio tower look, but the price for it is pretty steep.
That's what I'm talking about, the tower too. They just don't work as good as a horizontal ground plane. I mean, you can get across, all you need is a simple wire, and you can bounce all around the world. You don't need beams anymore. You need it for VHF now that they got this linked system. I'm not used to that. They're all linked together.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm trying to think if I want to do 10 meters or try to do the POTA stuff, because the POTA stuff looks pretty cool and sounds fun. I just don't have the time to learn CW.
Well, you don't have to learn CW to do punch on the air. That's just having to put up a temporary antenna, vertical dipole, and getting out on the bands and making contact. You don't need to learn CW anymore. That's just get your life more photo.
Very true, but it's fun to be able to just sit there and click away. But yeah, you're right. You know, if you just start off with just skill voice and just get on the air, see what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hobby. It's for fun. That's why I decided not to get a 10-meter radio, because I don't want to have a bunch of money in radio. I figured I'd just get one and see how it goes. It does it all. I mean, if you want to learn it, you can do digital. You know, you can do just about anything you want with it. CW, you can do CW if you want to learn that. You can do CW with your computer. You just type it in and it does it for you. It's kind of while you're doing it anyway.
Yeah, the radios that you can use that go directly to CW are pretty neat.
And there's stuff on the Zygu radio.
It's got
all band all mode, and you can run QRP with it. Or you can get the 100-watt amplifier and run the full spectrum.
Resonators or radiators, whatever they call them on the ground, and see what I can do. But that, I'm only using 20 watts, so it's not quite QRP. Say 73, Chris, I'm in Clio now, and I think I'm getting a little bit far away from the repeater anyway, and I'm at my destination. 73, see ya. Thanks for the Q-Cell, and we'll keep you in KFA, Delta Charlie Zulu.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint.
It was fantastic talking to you. You take care, 73.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. The Great 38. WACMN, Flint.
KFA, Delta Charlie Zulu. Thank you.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. WACMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN. Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. WACMN, Repeater Flint. WACMN, Repeater Flint.